KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a little mist in the air, some fog, and it's 37 degrees. Temperature's been holding steady for the past couple of hours. We look for fog and drizzle through mid-morning today. Otherwise, a partly cloudy to cloudy sky and a high of 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street here in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In the news, officials with the Atlantic Community School District are reminding parents and guardians of students that backpack lunches will be served from 9 until 11 a.m. beginning today. The meals will be served by volunteers under the catwalk at the Washington Elementary School. Adults are asked to please pull your vehicle up to the table. One person can get out of the vehicle and grab the needed amount of food. Each backpack contains two lunches and two breakfasts. Justin Williams, CCEOC lead instructor, says our plan is to keep this going every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during the school shutdown. If you cannot get yourself to the event, they will have a delivery service for people who need it. You can contact Justin Williams at jwilliams@atlanticiaschools.org or Pastor Ben Winford at 712-254-3928 prior to 9 a.m. Williams says that we will keep delivering to people who have already contacted us. A grassroots effort by citizens in Atlantic looks to organize volunteers to grocery shop for those who are not able to do so with regard to the current COVID-19 outbreak. According to one of the organizers, Stacy Weiss, the group formed a Facebook page called Atlantic Iowa Community Assistance. Their goal is to shop for the elderly, single moms with infants, and those with a compromised immune system. And that makes them susceptible to viruses like COVID-19 and the common flu. For persons who do not have access to or familiarity with the internet can call one of four local numbers to arrange a volunteer to pick up your grocery list and money for the groceries before shopping for you, and either bringing them to you dropped off at your door, or you may have them picked up at a secure drop-off site. There is no charge for the service and tipping is not necessary. This is strictly being done on a voluntary basis. If you are financially unable to pay for your groceries, organizers will pass your information along to other appropriate groups or charitable organizations who may be able to help. If there is a demonstrable need in the surrounding communities within Cass County, also be sure and call and let them know. You can call any one of these people for help between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Stacy Weiss at 249-3026, Danielle Thompson at 249-0089, Marsha Watts at 243-4568, and Bobby Joe Mathieson at 249-3899. All of those, of course, area code 712. Governor Kim Reynolds says it's important to keep child care centers open for babies, toddlers, preschoolers, and school-aged kids so workers in health care, emergency response, and the food industry can stay on the job.
We need to support them at this time by continuing to care for their young children so that they can do what's necessary to serve the needs of Iowans.
Reynolds is asking schools, churches, and other community organizations to consider how they may help provide child care to the children of workers who are providing essential services during the pandemic.
Some communities have already stepped up. 117 school districts and non-public schools have said that they're willing and able to provide the space needed for child care programs. And 94 of those have staff to get a program up and running.
The Iowa Department of Human Services has a map posted online that lists child care openings around the state. Kelly Garcia is the agency's director.
Parents can scan by county and see openings by age group. They'll even be able to click on a button and call the center directly.
The temperature of all children and staff must be taken before they enter any Iowa child care center.
Children and staff with a fever of 100.4 or above must go home, no exceptions. Distancing as much as possible within existing centers is highly encouraged. And we'd also ask that all centers remove plush toys, prohibit toys brought from home, and send all blankets that children use during the day through nap time home daily for cleaning.
More than 4,300 Iowa homes and centers are licensed to provide child care.
Many have shifted their business model to serve non-school-aged children of first responders and hospital staff. You too are public servants, caring for children and keeping them safe during this unprecedented time.
State officials announced Sunday that new test results have confirmed 22 more positive cases of COVID-19 in Iowa. A total of 90 positive cases have been identified in 24 of Iowa's 99 counties. Elsewhere in the news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports today a Corning man, Matthew Mader, was arrested around 2:10 a.m. on Sunday on charges of domestic abuse and two counts of child endangerment. And late Thursday morning, Jeff Mendenhall of Corning was arrested following a traffic stop on charges of driving while barred and interlocked device required. Mendenhall was cited into court and released at the scene. Police in Red Oak late Sunday night arrested 27-year-old James Michael Cruz of Red Oak. Cruz was arrested in the 100 block of West Joy Street at around 11:35 a.m. for domestic assault, first offense. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. And Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup said yesterday that an ATM theft took place early Sunday morning at the First Heritage Bank in Farragut. Deputies observed between the hours of 2 and 3 a.m., two men entered the First Heritage Bank entryway and using tools accessed the ATM, removing an unspecified amount of money. Deputies contacted the FBI's Omaha field office to assist with the investigation. Two male suspects in the theft are also wanted in connection with several other similar thefts in northwest Iowa. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 712-374-2424 or the Omaha field FBI field office, Great Plains Violent Crime Task Force at 402-493-8688. You can see surveillance video pictures of the suspects in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Mark Johnson, age 68, of Messina, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Mark Johnson are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Doug Robinson, age 72, of Shelby, died Sunday in Omaha. No services are currently planned for Doug Robinson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. Bob Henkelman, age 78, of Manning, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Bob Henkelman will be held at a later date when circumstances allow. OD Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Thomas McDonald Williams, age 79, of Manning, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Thomas McDonald Williams will also be held at a later date when circumstances allow. OD Funeral Home is assisting the family. Betty J. Hansen, age 91, of Exira, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Memorial services for Betty J. Hansen will be held at a later date in the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Larry D. Hansen, age 59, of Harlan, died Friday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Private graveside services for Larry Hansen will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Anita McMartin, age 81, of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial service for Anita McMartin will be held at a later date. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.